On today's show, BMW develops an electric truck, Continental works on getting rid of rearview mirrors, and NHTSA wants to drag Fiat Chrysler out to the woodshed. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for July 6th of 2015, and it's great to be back after the Autoline crew took a week off for a summer break. Now the news. NHTSA is fed up with the way that Fiat Chrysler is dragging its heels on recalling defective cars. NHTSA plans to hit FCA with a hefty fine by the end of the month over recalls. Scott Kunzelman, the Senior Vice President of Safety at Fiat Chrysler, even admits the company has, and I quote here, fallen short, and that NHTSA has legitimate concerns. That's an astonishing admission. NHTSA says FCA did not notify it or owners about recalls in a timely fashion and did not have an adequate number of replacement parts. FCA faces $35 million in fines over 23 recalls that affected more than 11 million vehicles since 2013. Well, we have to restate the rankings in the automotive supplier industry. That's because the German supplier company ZF, or ZF if you prefer, bought the American supplier company TRW. The new company, called ZF TRW, rocketed up the list to become the third largest supplier in the world, with sales of $33 billion and 134,000 employees. Interestingly, ZF, which is best known for its automatic transmissions, realized it needed to get into the safety and autonomous technology, which are two of the fastest growing segments in the automotive industry. And it's astonishing to see how fast the two companies are already integrating their technology. We'll be showing you some of that technology later this week. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
Typically, someone following behind a motorcycle has no idea whether it's coming to a nice, soft stop or braking hard. But BMW's come out with a new dynamic brake light that will help make drivers more aware. It works in two stages. In the first stage, the brake light will start to flash when a rider brakes hard at speeds above 50 kilometers an hour or just over 30 miles per hour. Once the bike gets under 14 kilometers an hour or about 9 miles per hour, the second stage kicks in and the hazard lights start flashing too. I'm not sure if drivers will know what the heck the lights mean, but at least it will grab their attention. The brake light will be available on some 2016 model year bikes and is currently limited to areas around the European Union. Speaking of BMW, it's heavily invested in electric passenger cars, but now it's the first car maker in Europe to use a 40-ton electric truck to transport parts and components on public roads. The automaker teamed up with the Schirm Group to create the truck, which is a modified vehicle from the Dutch manufacturer Terburg. It will transport components like shock absorbers, springs, and steering systems to BMW's plant in Munich. The truck's battery takes 3 to 4 hours to charge, and it can travel up to 100 kilometers, or about 62 miles, on a full battery. BMW says compared to a diesel-powered truck, its truck will save 11.8 tons of CO2 annually. Jaguar has come up with some creative ways to introduce new vehicles recently. So rather than pull the wraps off its new crossover, the F-Pace, at an auto show, the automaker took to the streets for the Tour de France. It helped support the Team Sky Riders on stage one of the race, the first time a decamouflage version of the car had been seen. Sort of. The F-Pace was still covered in a special wrap, but it did show off more of the design features slated for the production car, which will be fully unveiled later this year. Coming up next, if Continental has its way, you'll never have to adjust your rearview mirrors ever again.
Why Sonata? Let's see. It has a turbocharged engine, a panoramic sunroof, 32 miles per gallon highway. Oh, did I mention the turbo? You don't want to forget the turbo. It has turbo. The Sonata from Hyundai.
Automotive designers have dreamed for decades of getting rid of the outside rearview mirrors on cars. Those mirrors cause a noticeable amount of aerodynamic drag and wind noise, and removing them gives the car a cleaner look. That's why the supplier company Continental developed a prototype system that replaces the rearview mirrors with a camera system. Three cameras feed a processor, which stitches the images together to provide a wider view and eliminate all blind spots, even behind the car. Continental says the system could be in production by 2018. And don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday. Here's your chance to do a deep dive into the new Nissan Maxima. We'll have Vishnu Jayamohan from Nissan Product Planning and Advanced Strategy in the studio. So join John and Gary for some of the best insights into how this industry actually gets things done. That wraps up today's report. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to join us again tomorrow.